The Hat Trick. Come in Each Hole. Written and read by Missy. I'm greedy in the bedroom. I'm happy to confess that I love to fuck. And once I'm in the mood and my horn is high, I just want it all. There is nothing I love more than having his cock right at the back of my mouth, squeezing his shaft with my tongue up against my palate as he shoots his load of cum down my throat, apart from maybe when he has me on my back, legs up over his shoulders, cock deep in my cunt, and as he shudders and fills me with his spunk, although perhaps it's when he has me on my knees, head down, with his cock pressed deep in my arse as he swells and throbs his juice into me. I can't choose any single sex act as my favourite. There are far too many to choose from. There isn't a single place I prefer his cum because I want it all and in every different way. And on some glorious days, I get exactly that. The hat trick. Come in each hole. I've been with my fabulous husband for over 20 years, and I'm not sure when we started this sweet tradition, but some time back, in my mid-30s, once my kids were a bit older and stayed in bed in the evenings, and my hormones had roared back into life, we discovered the joy of the hat trick. The hat trick is when I get cum in each of my holes in just a single day. I wonder if the name came from the phrase I heard as a teenager, that any hole's a goal, but it works for us. This doesn't mean only having three sexual activities in the day, and it doesn't mean only having oral for one or only having anal another time. It's purely about enjoying lots of sex, but having him come in each of my holes. This might not have been a problem when we were younger, but nowadays, finding not only the time, but the will and the opportunity to partake in such filthy acts in one single day is a rarity. It may be a quiet Sunday when, as I wake up, I take his nearly stiff cock into my mouth, teasing him with tongue flicks, wanting that sweet first shot of the day. The first one is definitely the sweetest. And then some lazy penis and vagina sex a bit later on. And after that I might joke, maybe we should try for the hat trick? Even just saying the idea out loud tends to get me going. The fact he knows I'm thinking about him filling my holes with cum, the idea of wanting some anal too. I love anal, but I do have to work up to it. Plugging my arse first and getting him to use some toys on it. Making sure that I'm as turned on but as relaxed as possible, so I'm able to take his girthy cock in my arse. The celebration of the hat trick is not only for his athletic ability, but the joy of achieving the combination of time, sexy inclination, space, and the sheer audacity of wanting to be absolutely full of his cum. To know that on that day, he made the most of me and my holes, staking his claim on me, marking his territory with his jizz. It was my birthday in August. In the middle of 2 weeks off work and in between us being away, we managed a delicious but ridiculously hot hat trick that day. I'm not used to Yorkshire being so warm, and it does make for incredibly sweaty sex. My husband's birthday is in early September. And guess who managed a double birthday hat trick? This one began accidentally. It's a nice birthday treat to waking up to some oral sex. A sweet breakfast in bed. He wanted to taste me too, so I hopped into the 69 position on top to happily oblige. It's not a position we use regularly, but I was rather blown away with his quick circling tongue on my clit. I find that if someone makes me orgasm while I have a cock in my mouth, I have to just gobble it down almost to stop myself from making any noise. Like it's a reflex to get as much cock in my mouth as possible as my cunt clenches and then gushes over his beard. That morning, we were both rather turned on, and my quick orgasm, combined with fast and utter deep throating, meant he came quickly at the same time as I did, leaving us panting and spent, but not quite satiated. After a second breakfast, cereal and toast, we'd sneak back to bed while the teenagers still dozed and quickly found ourselves fucking again. I'm riding his cock, whispering to him about the woman I'm going to share that cock with in a few weeks' time and what we were going to do. He said something incredibly filthy, which I pretended to balk at, and he laughed and said my clenching cunt gave my true feelings away. The filthier our talk gets, the tighter I become until his cock explodes in me again, this time in my wet cunt. As I rested my head on his chest, I whispered, maybe we should go for the double birthday hat trick. And his cock twitched again inside me. Later on that day, after a family meal out and a few beers, he grins widely when I suggest an early night. But a few beers in means we had a filthy long fucking session. Started with some oral and vaginal and toys in my ass before he pounded me with his cock. Finished off with me flat on my front, nearly his entire weight pressing down on me and his cock in my ass. His filthy words spilling into my ear as I growled into the pillow, squeezing his dick in my ever-tightening ass, and enjoying the final swell and squirt. I've been thinking hard about having cum in each hole since then, and decided I have two new hat trick goals to aim for. First, I'm going for three different people's cum all in a single day. I think that would be relatively achievable, as I've managed four in a period of 48 hours recently. The other hat trick I'm aiming for is three different people's cum in each hole, all during the same sex session. I've not managed that airtight feeling yet, but that would be one hell of a hat trick to pull off. If you enjoyed that, you can find more of me at focusedandfilthy.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.